Due to the severe weather in USCCA studios, you're listening to a best of Armed American Radio.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the fastest hours in radio, man. Each individual hour is something else, right? This is going to be a fun hour. Personal hour. Let me start with this. Happy Father's Day. Dads, moms, single dads. Even if you're not a dad, we're all fathers. And those of you who are fathers know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's a job. Single moms, you're fathers. Even those without kids are fathers. I know a lot of you who work with kids and do things. Happy Father's Day to everybody. You don't have to have kids to be a father when you're out there mentoring and doing things, okay? So don't feel left out by any stretch. It applies to you. And I hope all of you had an amazing day today. I hope each individual one of you, hope you, right now, driving down the road, listening to this broadcast, had a wonderful day. If you're out on the West Coast, I hope you're going out, maybe having some dinner or coming back from dinner right now. If you're on the East Coast, you're on your way back from having a wonderful day. If you're picking this up on podcast, I hope you had a great day yesterday with your family. I did, and I hope you did too. I got a ton of email. I just don't have enough time to read it here on the Monster Broadcast today. I've got more email asking me for the meatloaf recipe, and I got one from a fire chief. Yeah, and I sent him the meatloaf recipe today, and I told him, you better quadruple this thing. If you're going to be, because let me tell you something, if you're going to try it while you're at the firehouse, whoa, your whole company's going to want this stuff. Really good stuff. Happy Father's Day to the fire company. You guys know who you are. But I hope you had a great day. I got to spend the day with my kids today at the Braves game. Watched them beat the Marlins second day in a row. Was at both games. Got season tickets, that's why. Hey, if you're ever up in the 300 sections over at SunTrust, come up and say hey. Right, we make as many games as we can. Late starts makes it easy, but we got to see old Brandon Phillips do it again today. Another walk-off. Had a great time with my kids. I hope you had a great time with your kids, too. How do truckers protect themselves? You know, if you know anything about me, and many of you do, this is now, we are now in our ninth year of this program, heard in hundreds of cities around the country. If you know me or have been listening for any length of time to me on this broadcast, you know that I spent 20-plus years in the transportation business. I talk about it openly on the daytime program, and it's a part of my story about who I am because I was in the transportation business when I got out of college as a sales guy. And I called on some really gnarly areas from time to time. And I was uncomfortable. I called on areas like Camden, New Jersey. And I often say, it's not a knock to anybody who lives in any of these areas, but the industrial parts of town where the trucks make the pickups in some of your cities are not the same areas where there are gated communities and country clubs. You know what I'm saying? And drivers who pick up and deliver, they do so in those areas. And in many times, after getting all of their hours in, they arrive in the middle of the night before the warehouse opens or before the plant opens or before shipping is there, if it's not a 24-hour facility, and they're forced to spend the night on the premises while they wait for their delivery in the morning or their appointment, whatever it may be. So I know what drivers go through on a regular basis. It's a large segment of our economy. How large is it? I want you to look around your car. Keep your eyes on the road, but if you're not driving, if you're sitting at home, wherever you happen to be, if you're at your office, wherever you are, listening on pod, I want you to look around you. Every single thing your eyeball can see was on a truck at some point in time. And the men and women who deliver what you can see or the parts that make up what you can see, yeah, even if it was made in China, when it got here, it came off a container and got put on a truck. That's absolutely correct. Whether it was bits and pieces and assembled somewhere else or whether it was finished product, doesn't make any difference. Whatever it is, whatever you or I can see at some part, some point in time, was on a truck. Everything, including your walls. Those are called flatbeds. So this is a large segment of the economy. And men and women who drive cross state lines all day, every day. Now, a very close friend of mine, I've known him, I say kid, he's no longer a kid, he's a grandpa. I've known him since he was a kid. Very close friend of mine, dear friend, a very old friend, has been driving for many, many, many years. Lives out in near Lake Havasu, Arizona. You know where I'm talking about. Beautiful place. He'll go out for a month or two at a time. He's flexible with his schedule now. He'll go out for a month. He'll hit 18, 20 states, depending on what runs he gets. Does he carry a gun with him? Is it against company policy? Take a listen to this. Mike is a trucker, and he packs. Quoting him, he says, I was in Louisville, Kentucky, and somebody knocked on my door in the middle of the night. It freaked me out. There was a couple other trucks around, so luckily nothing happened to me or anybody else, and they went away. Lucky for the knocker, too. Mike says, I've got a .40 caliber concealed weapon that I pretty much have on me all the time. And I've got a 9mm that I drag out when I go to bed. It's got a red laser on it. I'm thinking that if somebody sees that, they'll go away. Mike's what's called an O&O, owner-operator, out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and he spends a lot of time in Chicago, which is becoming the murder capital of the United States, he says. Now, keep in mind, the piece that I'm quoting from is from Fleet Owner, an industry trade publication. This goes back to 2015, but nonetheless, it's pertinent to today, and the discussion I'm going to have with my guest, Paul Lathrop, who will be here with me for the remainder of the hour. Paul is holding, I know he is, listening to me set this up. So, Paul, I ask for your patience as we get this thing moving. But he's an owner-operator out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, spends a lot of time in Chicago, which is becoming, he says, the murder capital of the U.S. Quoting him, he says, I've gone to some bad areas in Detroit, too, where I just don't feel safe. Most of his driver friends also carry and have concealed permits for their own states. Mike is licensed in Wisconsin, and they sometimes take chances when they travel to states where there's no reciprocity for their permits. And the driver says, I'm allowed in Illinois, but not in Minnesota. Usually I keep it locked up in those states, but don't ask. Don't tell, right? There's another driver. His name is Brian. He's from Kentucky. He also has a carry permit. He says, if I'm in a state that honors my permit, then I just continue to carry. But when I'm in Illinois, you can't get out of the truck with it. See, we talked about this on The Daily Show. How do you travel through Illinois in your vehicle on vacation? My friend Jose down in Florida, who is now enjoying Marion's Pizza, by the way. He sent me some pics in Dayton, Ohio. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you do. If you love me, send me a Marion's Pizza, will you? He sent me pics of the pie. But he went up into Wisconsin, came back, had come through Illinois, went up into Illinois and up into Wisconsin. It's, believe it or not, okay for him to carry in Illinois. We read the statutes on the daytime show. You can go back and listen. He says, but when I'm in Illinois, you can't get out of the truck with it. You have to secure it, have it locked up in the magazine and ammo in separate cases away from the weapon. An owner-operator himself, Brian, also has friends who carry, but the ones who don't carry have other protections. Everybody's got something. A lot of drivers have a tire knocker club that they keep right by the driver door, so if they're getting in and someone want to come up and try something, they've at least got that. If the other person has a gun, then you're at a great disadvantage. He also knows many drivers who simply carry a baseball bat in their clubs. And he talks about delivering shoes to a major store, parked and slept in the back of the store so he could unload at 6 o'clock in the morning, which is quite common. So next time you're heading out to the strip mall or wherever you go, you'll see the trucks back there. That's what they're doing. Drivers are getting some rest. He was a regular customer. He said they opened up in time, on time, to let him deliver. And this morning, however, nobody opened. It was about 45 minutes later before they finally opened the doors. The manager was late because they had gotten broken into that night. They were reviewing some tapes. They took the driver in because he was there all night. Did you see anything? So they went in and they watched the footage as a couple guys threw concrete blocks through the front doors. And in less than 4 minutes cleaned out the store of about 10 grand worth of shoes. Here's what the driver said. They didn't know I was around back. They went in the front. Had they known I was around back with a trailer load full of shoes, who knows what might have happened. So I want you to keep all that in mind. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk with a real-life truck driver, Paul Lathrop, who found himself on the wrong end of the law for simply saying he had a gun. Paul's been on the show before, but I want to have this conversation. I get a lot of questions from you guys who drive trucks. Love hearing from you because you know I spent time in that business. A lot of you are listening right now as you travel the country carrying the U.S. economy on your back. Your brothers and sisters spent a lot of time in your industry, know you well. Let's talk about what truck drivers do. When you see trucks going up and down the highway, you got a gun in your car. Do they have a gun in their cab? It's not against federal law. We'll be back right after this.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeThereProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeThereProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Back in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. How the heck are you? Hope you're having a great Father's Day today. Let's go to the trucking hotline here in the Crossbreed Holster studios. I get a lot of questions about this topic. Let's go to Paul Lathrop. Paul, welcome to the show. I might add you are also one of the hosts of or co-hosts of the Polite Society podcast, very popular pro-rights podcast, too. How you doing, Paul?
Doing great, man. Great to be back on your show. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have you here, particularly when we're talking about this stuff, because, you know, we've had the conversation before, but it comes up from time to time. I get emails, and just recently, before I go to the article I was quoting from, let me go just kind of give you the crib note version, paraphrase version of an email I got from a man whose wife is a over-the-road driver, owner-operator. And she gets estates all over the country, Paul. Uh-huh. And she says, hey, Mark, we live in Virginia. He says, we live in Virginia now. My wife's an over-the-road driver. And we also have property in Texas. I know we need to get our Virginia permit because that's our residence. That's our primary residence now. It's our home state. But what other permits would you recommend that will give her the coverage that she needs for the most of the country? So clearly that would be either Florida or Utah in addition to Virginia. She has to have her home state, which she did. She was getting her home state. So I went, I looked at Florida, and I looked at Utah. The only difference was none of them give you the typical blue states. We're talking New England. We're talking, of course, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, okay? None of them give you Maryland, that deal. None of them give you Illinois. None of them gave you Minnesota. None of them gave you California, Oregon. But one of them gave you Washington, and that was Utah. Florida didn't give you Washington. So my recommendation was if she doesn't need to go to Washington, get the Florida permit because it's easier to get, less costly, it's less time consuming if she doesn't need Washington. If she needs Washington State, then she needs the Utah permit. So that's how that conversation got started. And then I saw a couple other columns. And I get it all the time, Paul. All right. You know the importance of having a firearm on your person. You also know what can happen if the wrong thing goes down.
Yes, sir. What I would recommend for people that are looking at there's a website I use a lot, and that's handgunlaw.us. Gary Slider puts that one together, and they have a feature on there called Build a CCW Map, and you can plug in your home state permit, and then if you get, say, like you said, a Utah and a Florida, what states that covers. And by the way, that's 40. You get to carry in 40 states. If you have the Arizona, Florida, Utah, and your home state, it comes to 40 states.
Well, national reciprocity, as you know, fixes this problem. And then when we're going to kind of go there and tie it all together, then I want to kind of segue into what happened to you too, because you see, gosh, there's so many different directions I can go with this. So I'm just going to kind of have some fun here before we get into it. I kind of want to save that for the end, if that's okay. I want to save that for the final segment because I want people to take this away from what we're talking about. The reciprocity agreements come into play when we're talking about truckers, particularly on the heels of what happened in Alexandria. We all need reciprocal agreements because we all need to be able to defend ourselves whatever state we're in. Truckers are in all states. I know a lot of truckers. I know a lot of brokers, okay? Have you ever met a trucker, and I mean this seriously because I'll be honest with you, every trucker I've ever met has carried a gun, wink and a nod, regardless of who they worked for, whether it was the big less than truckload carriers like Saia's and Southeastern's that we see on the road all the time, Old Dominion's, or whether they were owner-operators over the road. Every driver I've ever known has carried a firearm. They've all winked and nodded at me. Do you find that to be the case on the road, Paul?
Generally, yes. I would say the vast majority of drivers do have firearms in the cab with them.
All right. DOT. I have never heard of a driver, me personally, on any inspection, being cited for having a gun in the cab of the car. Now, keep in mind, it's not against federal law for a driver to have a firearm in their car, just like it is for you and your car. You just have to follow the laws in the state you're in.
That
have
is
you
absolutely
ever?
Correct.
Have you ever?
No,
heard of
I, I have been driving for 15 years. I have had countless inspections of my truck, and I have never had them search my truck. I have had guns come up quite often because before my incident in Nebraska last year, I was a huge open carry advocate. And although I would not carry the gun outside the truck and when I was inspected, I still kept my outside the waistband holster on and empty. I changed that. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, smart move.
So guns don't come up as often when I get inspected anymore, but I have never, ever, ever had my truck searched in inspection. And just like your private car, they have to have a reason to search your truck.
Paul, has it been your experience, or do you know of anybody? And I don't want you to name names or get anybody in any trouble, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But do you know anybody, or have you ever talked to anybody that has had their cab searched or a firearm having been found that DOT hassled them about?
No. I've never.
Nor do I.
Single driver.
Yeah, I have loaded thousands of drivers over my career. Thousands. Mm-hmm. Thousands over my career, spanning back to 1985. I've ridden with drivers. I've been over the road with them. I have never in my life. I just haven't. Now, maybe that's just me. If you are a driver and you know different than what you're hearing Paul and I talk about, reach out to me, please. I would love to hear your story. mark@armedamericanradio.org. But it has not been my experience. So can I safely say, based on my personal experience, and I'm talking a 26-year span here, not 2 years, not 26 months, but 26-year span here, that DOT knows this, understands the threat that drivers are under, just doesn't ask. It's just a don't ask, don't tell thing like the fleet owner thinks that.
I would say probably, just certainly depending on the state. I've had some inspections in areas where, I've gotten lectures, about guns, but they've never come into the truck to search. The one I'm speaking of specifically is in Illinois. I was wearing my holster, but not my firearm when I was inspected. And, I got a lecture, but they never searched the truck. I never got anything other than this rather self-important DOT official telling me how dangerous what I was carrying was.
Yeah, and, look, if that's all he did, I'll leave it. I don't have a problem with that if that's what he did. If that's what made him feel like the Homeowners Association mm-hmm. head honcho, then good for him. But I do want to say this. Let me ask you this before we go to a break. What percentage of over-the-road drivers, company and O&O, would you, and I'm talking over the road, not the P&D guys, pick up and delivery for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, local drivers, but the over the road drivers, OTRs, what percentage of those guys, both company and independents, would you say carry guns?
In the truck with them, I'd say probably north of 70%.
It's a large number. When we come back, Paul Drathrop, we're going to tell you a harrowing story about what happened to him and how you can avoid it. When we come back, brutal stuff. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. Over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
All right, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Got a dynamite half hour lined up for you. If you travel anywhere, it's not just for truck drivers. Of course, we're speaking specifically to the truck drivers right now because they carry for a living. The goods, they carry the U.S. economy on their shoulders, basically. Everything your eye can see right now has been on a truck at some point in time. I don't have to tell you, if you live anywhere in the country and you've been on a highway, you've passed a truck or a truck has passed you. Sometimes you've liked it, sometimes you haven't. Sometimes they've liked you, sometimes they haven't. They have names for you, too, I can assure you. Very specific ones, too, from time to time. But that's because they spend all day and all night out on the road, as far as the federal hours of service guidelines allow them to do. But they make a living out on the highway, and they have a right to defend themselves, don't they, when they're away from home? Of course they do. National reciprocity plays into this because the drivers are out there crossing state lines all the time. I'm talking with one of those drivers. He's a friend of mine, Paul Lathrop. He's also a co-host of the Polite Society podcast, and he's also a truck driver for a living, and he also had a terrible experience, a life-changing experience. Paul, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Let's go there. Let's talk a little bit about what happened to you. And let's start with where you were. You were training the driver, and I'll let you take it from there. Take your time. Tell everybody the story.
Well, I was training a driver. I do train drivers, new drivers, after they get their CDL, but they're not ready to get their own truck. And he had been with me for a while. This is back in February of 2016. We were pulling into Omaha to a truck stop just west of Omaha. And long story short, I could go into great detail, but we talked about it before. We get blocked in by a driver who turned his truck in front of us and stopped, got out of the driver's seat, and went in the bunk of his truck. And my student was driving. I tried to get him to negotiate around this guy who had blocked us in very effectively. He couldn't. The guy comes marching out of his truck in the middle of February, not wearing a shirt, starts screaming at my student. One of my rules is if you're backing the truck up or moving in tight space, you have to have the window open so you can hear if somebody's yelling at you to stop. Well, he marches up to the window where my student is at. He's driving the truck, trying to get the truck negotiated so he can get around this guy. Starts screaming and hollering at my student and reaches up, and he's going to start climbing into the truck through the open window. I yelled at the guy, "Dude, I got a gun." And that basically ends the incident. The guy's eyes get very large. He does an about face and heads for his truck, gets in the truck, and leaves.
Now, you never showed him a firearm. You never threatened him with a firearm. You simply said, as he was getting ready to climb into the truck, "Dude, I've got a gun," in an effort to get him to stop. And this was a very benign response in your eyes, right? Thinking, hey, I'm not going to pull a firearm. You had a firearm, correct?
I had it. It was a few inches from my hand.
Okay, but you didn't show it to him. He knew was you said that to him.
Right.
And he disembarks and leaves at that point in time. He left, right?
Right. Okay. And we left as well. And both trucks were headed westbound on I-80. And about 15 minutes later, we get pulled over by the state patrol, and I get arrested. He told the police when he called. My big mistake was I didn't call 911 right as soon as I told him I've got a gun.
How far had you driven down 80 out of Omaha?
About 15 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes.
All right, so you're 20 minutes out of the truck stop. How long did it take you to get out of the truck stop?
About 5 minutes after the incident.
So we're looking at close to a half hour, better part of a half hour later, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
you see lights behind you. Who was driving, your student or you at the time?
My student was driving. I wasn't a sleeper. I had to drive in about 6 hours after the incident happened. I was supposed to be taking over to drive. We were on our way to California.
Okay. You had a full load, or were you going? I don't take it you were deadheading out to California. You probably had a load with you?
No, we had a load on.
Okay. And, all right, go ahead.
We get pulled over. And, again, long story short, I got arrested. What the other person said was that I had climbed out of the truck, had walked around the front of the truck, and was waving a chrome-plated revolver in his face, screaming at him, "Do you want to die tonight?"
All right, let me stop you for just a second. When the officer approached the vehicle, I want to get a little bit more detail there.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Give me some interaction there. He obviously stopped over. He talked to the driver, which was your trainee. What did he say? What was the interaction there?
He said, he asked if we would both come out of the truck, so we did. We both got out of the truck. He says, "Do you have a gun?" I said, Nebraska's duty to inform, so yes. I immediately said, "Yes, I have a gun in the truck." I said, "It's a Glock Model 22. And it's not loaded right now." And so he says, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I said, "Well, now, yeah, I have a pretty good idea why you pulled me over." And he says, "Well, let's get this cleared up. Why don't you go in and get your gun and bring it out? And then we'll go meet with this other driver. We'll get everything cleared up. You can be on your way. All sounds great." I didn't know at the time. The guy claimed I was waving a silver revolver in his face, screaming, "Do you want to die?" But I got arrested, and they confiscated my matte black Glock 22, which looks nothing like a chrome revolver.
Well, I was just going to say, this is there is a little bit of a divergence here. Look, the black Glock does not look like the chrome-plated revolver. How? What was the justification on the officer's part there?
He never told me. He never told. A state trooper pulled me over. However, it was a county deputy that arrested me.
Okay.
We went back to the truck. This guy pulled over in a truck stop, like two exits down from where we had been fueling. And the county deputies met him there, and the state troopers brought us back and to that place. And the deputy never asked me a single question. After I got out of the cruiser, as I was getting out of the cruiser, the only words out of the deputy's mouth were, "Sir, turn around, put your hands behind your back, you're under arrest."
All right, you were charged with what?
I was charged with terroristic threats and commission of a felony with a firearm. The terroristic threat is a 5-year felony. Commission of a felony with a firearm is a 50-year felony. So I could have been sent to prison for 55 years.
All right, there's an awful lot to learn from this, and we could go down a lot of rabbit holes. We've talked with Andrew Branca, of course, the esteemed self-defense attorney. I don't want to tell you what he would have said because he's not here, but we've had the conversations with him before. And here's where I'll put it, where it comes to this, here on Armed American Radio anyway, is that with the two felonies that you were facing, looking at a total of 55 years in the slammer, mm-hmm. The point that I want to try to get across here is that you didn't call 911 first.
That's right.
That made you, or let me just put it this way, it made him the victim instantly made him the victim, mm-hmm. immediately. And you know this now. You knew it then, I'm sure. And did you realize then, oh, man, satellite radio moment word, I satellite radio moment worded up here and should have made that phone call? Did you realize that then?
As soon as my student said, "There's a cop car behind us and I think we're going to get pulled over," I knew at that exact second I'd screwed up and I should have made that phone call.
And I know this from talking to you. We're getting ready to take a break, so I'll leave it with this. We'll come back and want listeners to hear what you had to go through. Critically important. If you carry a firearm in your vehicle, boy, oh, boy. This is why national reciprocity is so big, so big. In particular for these professional drivers, commercial drivers that are out there every day driving the economy on your back. And that is the moment that individual approached his car, he should have been on 911. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to
join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
All right. Boy, man, the fastest hours in radio. We're going to move quickly. USCCAonair.com. Let me send you over there very quickly. Gun a Day giveaway is in full swing right now. And the grand prize, of course, is the $45,000 truck if you win the Gun a Day. It's a Kimber Solo CDP. You can win that gun. $1,223 is the check you'll get. If you win, you've got just a little bit over a couple hours now from the sound of my voice if you're listening to the program live. If you're not, you're picking it up on podcast. Visit usccaonair.com and see what Gun A Day giveaway is today. Okay? Make sure you head over. And all you have to do to be eligible to win that gun and the grand prize, which is the $45,000 truck, you could win both. One of you is going to win both, more than likely. Or you could win both. One of you is going to win one of them, or is going to win each of them. So make sure, if it's you, I want to hear from you. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Would love to bring you on the program. In the meantime, self-defense shield, silver, gold, platinum, up to $1.15 million in self-defense protection. What is peace of mind worth to you? You can read all about it, watch the videos on the site, and find out a little bit about it. I know Paul wished he had it at the time. We've talked about it live on the program before. It's a real-life case. We'll go there at the end of the segment. But for you, right now, USCCAonair.com. Also, Tuesday mornings, 9:20 Eastern, generally 9:20. Sometimes it's a little bit after 10, but for the most part, 9:20 Eastern. You can catch me on Breitbart, Whatever It Takes, with my great friend Kurt Schilling. Whatever It Takes with Kurt Schilling, Major League Baseball, great pitcher, Kurt Schilling, and his radio programmer, Dynamite. I do 2A Tuesdays with him. You can hear myself and AWR Hawkins and other guests. Sometimes Alex Marlowe, the editor over at Breitbart, he's wonderful. He was just on Bill Maher this past week, nailed him. Here's the fun part. Every Tuesday, 9:20 a.m., roughly, Eastern Time, 6:20 on the West Coast. If you're up, you probably are. Whatever It Takes with Kurt Schilling. Make sure to tune in. Also, Wednesdays, 5 o'clock in the morning Eastern, 2 o'clock in the morning Pacific, you can catch me on the Captain's America with Captain Matt Bruce, the Captain's America Third Watch, coming out of my hometown in Florida, heard across the country from coast to coast, 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific. Okay, got that out of the way. Paul Lathrop, here you are now charged with two felonies, your life literally been turned upside down. What happened?
Well, I spent 5 days in jail before I could get a bail hearing. Thankfully, because of my podcast and because of some amazing friends that I had helping me do fundraising, right, we were able to raise enough money to hire a rock star attorney. He'd agreed to represent me, and we raised a little bit more money so I could get bailed out of jail. Basically, between bail and attorney's fees and time off work, this whole thing cost me over $25,000.
All right, and now this is not the purpose you're here. It's not the purpose you're here, but because we have talked about this before, I want to point out that had you had coverage like the coverage I had, that attorney would have been paid for. There'd have been over $100,000 in your bank account, and the attorney would have been paid cash immediately. And I know you know that.
Yes, sir. Mark, I got to tell you, I say this on my show all the time, and I say this to everybody who I talk about training or guns or anything with. If you carry a gun, you need protection legally.
Yeah, let's leave it at that. Because I don't want to. That's not like I said. That's not why you're here. But I wanted to make that point because that coverage, I talk about it every single day. So let's move on to. To now, here you are. You've got an attorney. You're $25,000 in this. You're looking at 55 years in the slammer. What did it do to you personally? What kind of stress did this put you under?
Oh boy, it was. I couldn't sleep. I lost a ton of weight. I was a mess for a long time. Thankfully, 6 months almost to the day after this happened, the charges were dropped totally and completely. I have, and they've been so totally dropped. I have been able to buy guns afterwards without a hold. I don't get the old ATF. We're gonna have to research you a little bit. I can walk in, buy a gun, carry out. So my life is now back to total normal. But for about 6 months, it was
hell.
Well,
it was hell.
You don't know what's going to happen. You know you did nothing wrong. But we don't have a justice system. We have a legal system. And I just prayed for 6 months that my attorney was good enough that he could walk me through that legal system and I could get my life back.
What about the liar? What about the liar in that other cab? And I said car, I think when we were going to a break, I was talking about cab, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the other liar? Any possibility, were you able to civilly sue this scumbag, this liar, for part of, were you able to get some of that back?
I could sue him, but first I would have to find him. The reason the state of Nebraska dropped their case ultimately is it was his word versus mine was the whole case. They couldn't find him. He wouldn't return their calls. He wouldn't return their mail. He can't be found.
Well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. He was lying. He didn't want to talk under oath. And that black Matt Glock looked nothing like the gun he claimed you had, and you had a witness that he didn't. And he knew it. And I got to be honest with you. Again, I'm not an attorney. But, you know, the sheriff's department that arrested you, not having the that description not fitting to me. Did your attorney even look at that at all? Just got to ask you the question.
He did. But my attorney is a criminal defense attorney. He's not a civil
attorney.
All right.
Did you talk to a civil attorney about it?
I have. And I even asked, you know, would you be willing to take this on they take a percentage basis of a
contingency,
basis.
Right?
Contingency, yeah, and nobody that I talked to in Nebraska would take it. The track record of suing the county is just that abysmal.
Yeah, it's too bad. I want you to hear the lesson. Listen to me. I want you to listen to the lesson that you're hearing. There's a couple things to take away, and Paul, I know you know this, and it's nothing that you have been kind enough to come on and let people hear this story on more than one occasion. Commercial drivers out there, not just commercial truck drivers, but all drivers with a gun in your vehicle, please understand what you're hearing right here. There's a lot of different takeaways from this. Number one, would you, under those circumstances, Paul, do what you did or say what you said next time around?
No.
How would you handle it differently? And we've only got about 30 seconds, so go ahead.
As he's approaching the truck, I'm dialing 911.
There you go. That's the big takeaway right there.
Yes.
That's the key.
If at the very least, as I'm saying it, I'm dialing, you've got to be the first one on the phone to 911.
Because that makes you the victim. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. You got lucky. You got lucky, and I know how lucky you got. I'll see you again. I see you at venues across the country, and I think the next one I'll be seeing you at will be at the Gun Rights Policy Conference coming up in Dallas in September. You guys will be broadcasting from there, as you always are. You do amazing work. Where can people find Polite Society? We've got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
PoliteSocietyPodcast.com, and if you're looking for the podcast, anywhere you get your podcast, just search Polite Society Podcast. We pop right up.
Paul, you and Rob and the rest of the crew, thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for being another voice out there. Really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the program and educating listeners.
Education. Thank you for having me.
Oh, wonderful. Anytime. You'll be back on soon. Drivers, pay very careful attention to what you heard. Avoidance. Avoid the conflict at all costs if you can. If you cannot, don't make any threats. Call 911. Be the first one to call 911. A lot of takeaways from that. I wish I had more time with you, but unfortunately we're coming to a close as we always do. But we're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow because we can. And I love that. In the meantime, make sure you carry often, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And I'll see you on the radio tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your